12:34, this is the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN Radio. Let's talk a little bit about one of the towns in the Chicago area that, like all of the towns, is trying to figure out how to get through this thing. Matt Frank is on a phone line. He's from Schaumburg, where he's the Economic Development Department Director. Matt, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John. Happy to be on.
I guess when I think of Schaumburg, I think of Woodfield Mall. That's in Schaumburg, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's been here almost 50 years now.
I think of a lot of things when I think of Schaumburg, but boy, talk about an economic engine for a town that I guess is largely closed right now, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately, most of our retail, which dominates our community, is forced closed. And Woodfield is closed. You know, they hope to open May 1st with some of the non-essential restrictions that the governor is lifting, where it's curbside pickup, but it's still not going to be the same until people are able to go back in and enjoy the mall and all the experiences they have.
So what are you able to do and what are you hearing? How is Schaumburg weathering this storm, Matt?
Well, it's a challenge. Obviously, we rely heavily on the retail sales and taxes that the businesses provide. You know, they offer almost 50% of our general fund revenues comes from sales tax. So with the hotels being shut down, some of the retailers, it's been challenging. So actually, our board is going to review a budget tonight. It shows a $14 million deficit. So we'll have to cut back on some of our capital projects, delay some things, and hold off on some certain items to weather this storm.
$14 million deficit for the year, or what's the time frame on that?
Yeah, for the year.
So that's your projection. Revenue will be off $14 million.
Correct. Yeah. So obviously, you know, if things change and we're able to open up in June or July, we can modify that. But, you know, looking at how things shake out right now, it's going to be a challenging year for government and business.
How big is the budget? $14 million relative to what? What's the total?
Everything all in, we're about $250 million budget.
So where does that put then? I don't know. That frankly, I've heard worse numbers.
Yeah.
Although far be it from me to figure out how to then manage the loss of revenue. What does that mean with the expense side? Will you have to lay people off, or is it just cutting back projects, which I guess in a way is laying some people off? What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, so it's a combination of hiring freeze, reduced no training, delaying some of the capital projects and improvements. You know, fortunately, Schaumburg, we had a pretty healthy reserve that we're able to build up over the years because of all the new development and projects going in our community. So, you know, we're going to have to dip into that to help get us through this time period.
What kind of federal relief or state relief does a town like Schaumburg get?
Unfortunately, not a whole lot. We are getting some additional, what they call community development block grant funds through the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So we'll get some funds there. You know, my biggest task working with our local resources here has been trying to help businesses get to some of the PPP funds or the EIDL loans that are coming through the feds and then the DCO money through the state.
That's been a great source of frustration for small businesses and individuals. What are you hearing, or what can you do about that?
Well, we did a survey of our business community, and you know, looking at some of the raw numbers, you know, about 10% were successful in getting some of the EIDL funds from the feds, and then about a quarter of the businesses that we surveyed were successful in getting the PPP. So hopefully with the second round of PPP funding, our businesses will be able to take advantage of that. And I know Wintrust has been at the forefront of pushing those businesses through. Ed and the team there have done a phenomenal job of helping 9,000 applications get through the process. So hopefully we'll be able to take advantage of some of those additional funds that were released yesterday.
I know you know Wintrust is the sponsor of this hour,
sure.
And they are you are a customer of theirs. One thing I've heard is that, you know, I think if ever a relationship with a community or a business with the bank were paramount, it's now, isn't it? That maybe once upon a time you didn't worry about it so much, but all of a sudden we're seeing, and this is whoever your bank is or whatever your business is, the value of having a good relationship with that lender. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. Those banks, and Wintrust in specific, has been, a huge contributor to Schaumburg in helping sponsor nonprofits and different organizations. Teresa Faley over there chairs our Business Development Commission, so her and Rick Stiles have done a phenomenal job of getting involved in the community and lending support and, working long hours as we all are trying to get through this situation.
I guess it was inevitable that some of that stimulus money would run out that you were talking about, PPP and so forth. But I'm really frustrated for the businesses that weren't fast enough, that didn't click quick enough, that didn't get through. You know, it was a trough and everybody came up to it. And if you were in the back of it, you were no less deserving than the people at the front, but you didn't get the money. That doesn't strike me as a good way to run a stimulus program.
No, and, it's the, read about, the Potbellies and the other franchisees who are starting to return some of that money that probably shouldn't have taken, and it was geared more towards those small businesses. Fortunately, in Schaumburg, we've got a lot of great entrepreneurs and creative people who are trying to manage during this time period and doing different things. So it's great to see our community come together and help support each other.
Are you pushing the governor in any direction on opening up businesses? Do you have any influence or much to say about that, Matt?
So we work closely with the Northwest Municipal Conference, DuPage Mayors and Manager Conference, and some of the councils of government to help lobby and educate on what opportunities may be safe for our business community to reopen.
Yeah, but you're kind of in the greater Chicago area, obviously, or Schaumburg.
Yep.
So it's not going to do anybody good if we open too soon. It's kind of hard to know when to push the button, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to balance the public health issue with the economic crisis that we're facing and, the loss of revenues and loss of jobs and people being furloughed. So, yeah, it's a very difficult balancing act for the governor.
Could stores at Woodfield Mall do curbside pickup? Could I stroll the mall and pick up my stuff just outside the Gap store, stuff like that?
We're hoping we can work through that after May 1st to accommodate safe pickup and maintain that social distance and have runners or whatever else, Best Buy and other stores along Gulf Road that could also do that same operation.
Idea. Yeah, so literally I wouldn't even go in the store. Maybe I'd order it and somebody would deliver it to my vehicle, something like that, huh?
Yeah. So some of our small businesses, and especially our restaurants, are operating that way. So you order online, you pull into the parking lot, and then you call in. So, whether you're Chicago Prime or even Relish Catering Kitchen here, they're being creative and, putting packages together for family buffets and even offering wine for sale or grocery shopping. So it's that creative spirit that they're trying to manage and get through this.
Director of Economic Development in Schaumburg, Matt Frank. Nice to talk to you, Matt. Good luck to everybody over there.
Appreciate it, John. You take care.
Yeah, likewise.